We are on Daf Heyam and Aleph. Let us again start from the fourth line. Omar Rabbe mitakonis Rabin Yechon ben Zaki ve'eilech beyam meteres. We heard before that Rosh Hashanah was different than all other Yom Tovim, that Chazal had made a takone that ein mekapel nesaidim in a mincha l'maylo. If Edim came, Yom Lamed l'chaydish elo, and they said that they saw the levone, Bezin was not mekabel them. V'ayinoygim oisei yom kodesh l'mocha kodesh. And it seems that this was a kedusha achas, that was the takonas Chazal, that it was like a kedusha richter, one long day. And therefore, is a beya that's nailed b'yom rishon is also b'yom sheni. Omar Rabbi mitakonis Rabin Yochanan ben Zakkai ve'elach. But after the churban habayis, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takonim that ein mekabel that shuv mekablin es eidim in a mincha l'mayla. The whole reason that they weren't mekabel the eidim was because the levim were niskalkel b'shir, so that was only negeya. But after Chulban Abayis, it doesn't matter if Edom will come later. So Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai made a takonim that the Mekabel Edom call Hayyim. So there was no such inyan that Hayyim Kodesh or Lamocha Kodesh. If the Edom came Yom Lamed, so Yom Lamed was Kodesh. They came Yom Lamed obviously Yom Lamed Aleph was Kodesh. So there's no inyan of 2 days that should be Kodesh. Now we learned in the Mishnah Mishachorah Beis Amigdash Hiskin Rabin Yochanan Ben Zakkai Shimakablam Eidus Achidus Kolayim. Omalei Abaye Sabaye Est Rabbe Vorav Shmuel Da Omri Tavayu Beyasure. Rabbe Shmuel said that they're speaking about Bismanayim after the Chuban Abaye, that the Bey is also. Omalei, so Rabbe told Abaye, Amina locha no Rabin Yochanan ben Zakkai. I'm telling you, Rabin Yochanan ben Zakkai, that comes from Yochanan ben Zakkai, but Amrit li Rabbi Shmuel. This is Poshet mathematics. That after the Takonos Rabin Yochanan ben Zakkai, so there's no Indian anymore of 2 days Kodesh. It's either Lamed or Lamed Aleph. Ula Rabbi Shmuel kashe masnisen. So the Gemara is Rebezei Stakishver. What is Pshat in Rabbi Shmuel? Le kashe holon boholohu. There's a difference between the Bnei Bavel and the Bnei Eretz Yisrael. Let us see Rashi. Omer Rabbi Garcini, mitakonos Rabin Yochanan ben Zakkai, she'erzer hadovo liyoshnoi, he made that things should be the way they previously were, lekabel eidusan kol hayoim, ulekadish hayoim, that the mekabel the edis came after min hamincha l'mayla, so you mekabel the edis and you mekadish that day. Nimzo shein bezn oisin shnei yomim. So bezn is not making 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Bezn is mekabel the edim if they come yom lamed. V'alchoikim ha'oisim shnei yomim, and those who are far away from Eretz Yisrael, and they still make 2 days. That's a different cheshbon. Eina elam isafik. The only cheshbon of making 2 days is because there's a safik shein yoidim. They do not know niskadish b'yom shloishim, im b'shloishim ve'echot. That's their safik. It's a safik. They don't know when the edim came. V'rei ein kishal yontiv shel goliyus. So that is similar to Pesach, Shavuos, Sukkos. That also that they hold 2 days, but there's a sveik of the yoyma because we don't know when the yontiv was. But that, so there's a maman of shechida hayoim kodesh alamocha kodesh, but sabay shanel de berishin is maman of shechmuta b'sheini. Obey shanel de bezemet teres b'zemimon of shechdechad mina yuchel. Ularav shmul kashim as nisen dektoni dechoza hadov aliyoshnoi. It says in the Mishnah that things became the way they were before the takone. Holom v'holohu. The Bnei Eretz Yisrael, that they only are making 1 day yontif muteres. So for them it's muta. Avoladidon Bnei Goyla asura. But for the Bnei Goyla, Shrey Adayim, Onu Oisim Shnei Yonim. Yomim, we're still making 2 days. Voidenu kivatchile, and we are doing what we were doing till now. Is therefore, so the 2 days are mivnei oisa takono rishayna, so the 2 days are because of the previous takone, loy mivnei sofik, not because of a sofik. That means the 2 days that in Bavel they held 2 days, that is because of a yom arichet. The Hilkach is very unclear over here. Without the Hilkach, it would flow much better. So L'chayre Rashi is explaining, why should I say like this? That the 2 days that the Bnei Bavel are being Mekayim, that is because of the Takana Rishayna. Why? The hoyel v'loy posko mietzleinu mishehischalnu, since it never stopped. That means there never was a time that there should be 1 day. That means we have continuously been holding 2 days yontif. Ein lohokel v'loy mel. So therefore you can't be mekel and say, ein minogenu zemimnei takona rishoyne elabimnei hasofik abeyimetere. So therefore we can't say. That means if we are doing the same anhoge which we're doing keseder, it's before the churban habayis, we're doing for years and years, the 2 days was a kedusha achas, was a yom arichta, and now we are still doing the same anhoge. So we'll say, but even though we're doing to the naked eye, it seems we are continuing to do the same thing we have been doing for years, but now the lomdus is different. Now we're only doing it al tzofik. We don't know which day is Rosh Hashanah. That you can't say. That hoyel leipasko mietzleinu. Since it never stopped, mietzleinu, mishishchalnu. That means since we have started to be shomer 2 days. So that never stopped. We continuously, we have 2 days for Rosh Hashanah. Is ein lohokel v'loimer. So therefore we are unable to be makel and say, ein min hogeinu zem ibnei takonu v'shoinu ibnei hasofik. That, but this niyug of 2 days now is for a different reason. It's for a sofik abayim eteres. Ho loyim rinam. That you can't say. The kivin de loy posko oiso takonu me'etzleinu shonachas. That means, that anhoge of being shomer 2 days never stopped by us, lasa is shomechot, so memele, so we are continually doing an anhoge year after year after year, and from our anhoge, it is not nikel that something happened, that there was a shinui, that a shinui occurred. That means if we would, they would stop. That means there'd be some years that in Bavel it also hold 1 day. So now we're starting a new anhoge. Now it's Sirika Sofik, some Amela, but we'll say this anhoge is anhoge of a Sofik. And therefore, Neldu Bezev and Materis Bezev. But since the anhoge continues from before the Chulbin till now, and so therefore, we have to say that the time of the anhoge was not nishtane, since it's not nir and datsim anhoge ashinui. So we say that the lomdus of the anhoge remains, and it still remains a kedusha achas. Adayim b'usteinu b'yisureinu rishayinu amadu liyoysom ki yoymol. That is what the Gemara answers. The Balamir Zaktavot, because there's no simin in the anhoge that something changed. So Stamazoy, you're doing the same thing for years and there should be a different halacha now. Chazal would not be mad for such a thing. Let us see Taisvis. Holon v'holo perish bekuntres, b'nei Eretz Yisrael, shemekatshim hachoydish al pi horiyim, ve'ein oisim elo yoyim echot. So Memes and Taisus had a kasha. The way Rashi puts it down, it's very modern. Rashi says, the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, they have 1 day. So we have 2 days. I mean, if they have 1 day, it's poshet that the bay is mutter. I mean, L'chayre, the Gemara is saying a bigger Chiddush. Or Tosfos explains, we're saying a bigger Chiddush in Eretz Yisrael. Holon v'holohu, perish bekuntres, b'nei Eretz Yisrael shemekatshim ha-chodesh al-pi ha-riya. Ve'ein oisin elo yom echad. They only make one day. U'pa'omim. Now, before the Chuban Abayis, u'pa'omim oisin shnayim. Shibu eidim min ha-mincha l'mailo. So that means, in the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, before Churban Habayis, so the Seder was like this. Sometimes there was one day, sometimes there were 2 days, if the Eidim came in the Mincha L'mayla. But now these 2 days was a Kedush Achas. So the Vail in Eretz Yisrael, they knew, before the Takon of Yechonim Ben Zakkai, they knew if it's one day, so it's one day. If it's 2 days, it's a Kedush Achas. That was the Seder in Eretz Yisrael before the Chuban. The Ishtani Bishvil Takonis Rabbi Yochanan Ben Zakkai. Now there was a Shinui in Eretz Yisrael. They recognized the Shinui. What? How did they recognize the Shinui? The Ein Oisin Eloyim Echot Avkshebo Eidim Min HaMincha L'mayim. That means in Eretz Yisrael, B'mokim Avad, they could see that something happened. That means till now, if Eidim came in a Mincha L'mayla, so they knew there was 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Now if Eidim come in a Mincha L'mayla, there's 1 day Rosh Hashanah. So Memele, so there was a Shinui, there was a Shinui Hanikr in Eretz Yisrael. That things are different than they were before. Now, if Eidim come in the Mincha L'mayla, we mekabel them. Before, when the Eidim came in the Mincha L'mayla, we won't mekabel them. There were 2 days Rosh Hashanah. Now there's 1 day Rosh Hashanah. So therefore, Vafiluk Shoya Oisin Shnei Yomim. So Taisa says in Eretz Yisrael Gufe, that when they made 2 days, now Eretz Yisrael, Afila after Churban Habayis, theoretically could have 2 days also. Kigoyim. Shaloi Bo Eidim. That Eidim didn't come. So Memele, a whole day, they were waiting. They didn't do any melachas. Maybe the Eidim will come. So that day was a day of Kodesh. They waited a whole day. Who knows what will happen? Befrat, the Eidim could come at the last minute. Also could be Mekabudah. But that, so those 2 days, in Eretz Yisrael Gufe, Hareyu Machma Sofik. But that, they realized already that this is a different 2 days. Areyu machma sofi, verei hein shtei kedushas. And these are 2 kedushas. Lefi she'ein zeh machma saminik. Because this is not because, the losh minig is shver, but the Maram says that means it's not because of takon, this is not of the takona before. That means this is not of the takona before, Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Lefi chach, oisam ateres lem. That means, so in Eretz Yisrael, they were able to witness that a Shini occurred. The Shini, what they were able to witness was that now you mekabel Eidim and Amincha L'mayla. So Memele, so then, since they saw a Shinui, so then the whole Kedusha Achas was because we're not mekabel Eidim and Amincha L'mayla. So then, it's Ayyim Kodesh, Olamocha Kodesh, it's a Kedush Achas. But the minute we see that Anhoge became bottle, Safilo, there'll be 2 days, they also realize that those 2 days was because of Sveika the Yoyim. Ah, Boliv Nechutz Loretz, but for the Nechutz Loretz also, but for them, Beish and El Debarishn is also Bishang, Shreyadayim, Hemoisin, Shne Yomim, Kebatchila. By them, there is no Shinui whatsoever. That means they're mamish like before. V'imkein lo yishtanu lohu, v'imkein lo yishtanu lam ibnei atakone. So by them it is not different because of the takone Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai. Hoyu, v'ischilu laso yishnei yomim, because in the beginning they have started making 2 days, being shema 2 days, v'lo yiposku b'shum pam laso yishnei mechad, adayim hem oimdim b'yisurem li yoyisurem ki yoyim oruch, the loinem of the machma sofi kein oisin the ein yoidim ibo eidim im lab ala machma samini kein oisin kiun lo ishtan ala mamini. Again, the Maram says the loshan of Taisus is shver, but that's what Taisus is mean. That's what Taisus means. Since lemaise in anhoge, there was no shinui hanikel to the, there was no shinui hanikel to the Bnei Bavel. They're always heating 2 days. So memelem, so therefore we cannot be mishane the halacha and say the tak it's 2 days, but before it's one lomdus, now it's a different lomdus, that they couldn't say, since it is not nikel that a shinui occurred. Rishash is ma'ire, I mean, l'chayre, the Gemara says, halon v'holahu, halon v'holahu, that there's a difference between Bnei Eretz Yisrael and Bnei Bavel. But by the Bnei Eretz Yisrael, so there the halacha is, eistis, that it's shnei kedushas. So he asks, be'emison, the only place in Eretz Yisrael that they knew that Edim, that there were Mekabal Edim, there weren't Mekabal, this whole heck was only the Mokim Havat. I mean, whole Eretz Yisrael was unable to know that Edim came today, Edim came tomorrow. That means that they were under the Mokim Havat, they knew. Chutz from and Tel Aviv and the other places, they didn't know till the second Eretz Yisrael passed. They were unaware of this. So lechayre, so they were always being shema 2 days al tzveike de yayme. So yes, so lechayre, it should not only be halon v'holahu, it should be b'mokim avad, or and shloy b'mokim avad. That's what Rishash wants to say, because there was no mokim kavua for the mokim avad. That means that the each year they could have been in a different place. So each place in Eretz Yisrael had a potential of seeing a heker, that it's different after the Takon of Rabbi Yechonon ben Zakkai, so therefore they didn't give any distinct halachas on Eretz Yisrael, only on Bobo. Vim Taima, Fraktoisvis le Rabbi Yossi, the Oma Be'erevin, Kabi Shnei Yomim Shal Reish Hashone, Neildo Borishain Asura Bishain. Rabbi Yossi said in Erevin, Rabbi Yossi Atane, said that Neretz Yisrael Neidlo Borishain Asura Bishain. Rabbi Yossi Beretz Yisrael Havet La'ache Chubm. Vim Kei, Shtei Kedusha Sein, V'may Be'i Asura. That's the Teretz of the Gemara now, Halon V'Holahu, but it comes out now, according to this Mahalach, in Eretz Yisrael, no other bezeh should be muteres bezeh. Rabbi Yossi, that was in Eretz Yisrael, the gesed, asura bezeh. Ve'ein loim, but the haynu koidem chub, and the kedusha achas, Rabbi Yossi is telling us before the chub, and the halacha was like this. But after the chub, and ein achanami, it's taka muteres bezeh, dem kei mein afki minu mei da hava havas. What does Rabbi Yossi to tell us what was before the chub? Begitain mit deine lager guben, wo de bei so rein und nei bubbel, die die doch du schagen sein. Sein die Rabbi Yossi mir zu Israel, und noch hat Milse beschil bubbel, da Rabbi Yossi in der Israel da kel tell us no dem so so bezen, das hat nege aus Israel, nege bubbel. So so war da ich. Wie es leima de leilem Rabbi Yossi mit keinem guben kommen. Rabbi Yossi is telling us what was in Eretz Yisrael before the chub. Bein lahatshe ismai da hava habits. Was geht man, that's past history. Hoyl vashminin psak, the gam atashach lacha chubin libnei bovel. That means that he's telling us what was before, so it's negeya now for the bnei bovel. That means if we know that there was a takon of a kedusha achas, so then we can figure out that bizmanenu it's negeya the bnei bovel. Because by them there was no shinui, Hanikel, that there was that things changed after the Takonim, before the Takonim. So Rabbi Yossi is speaking about what was before the Chubun, and it's Negeya now for both. So the file we had one Peretz, that is a chilik between Eretz Yisrael and Bavel. In Eretz Yisrael, Neu de Bezeh is Muteretz Bezeh, and in Bavel, Neu de Bezeh Asura Bezeh. Rabbi Yosef Omar af mitakonis Rabbi Yochanan ben Zakkai b'eilech beyas. Rabbi Yosef said, no difference, Eretz Yisrael, Bava, all over. Even after the takonim, the bey is also. My time. Avidovo shebeminyan. means the Isser of the Beye, that was the Beye was Nesam. B'zman Abayis, so there was, that's a double Shebeminyat, that means Chachmei Yisrael came together, and they gave out a psak that the Beye is also. B'chol Dovo Shebeminyan, so whenever you have a psak that came out from a Dovo Shebeminyan, there was a Bezen that was Nismane to give this psak, so Minyan Achel Atira. So you can't say now automatically it falls off. Botla Siba Botla Mesaiviv, that means if the whole reason was because a Mekabla Mesaidim and a Minchala Maila, now Mekabla Eidis automatically becomes Shtei Kedushas. No. If before there was a psak that the Bey is also, so you need a new Yeshiva's Bezin to be Mata the Bey. And the devil was a Yeshiva's Bezin to be Mata the Bey. Now let us see Rashi, Bemis and Rabbi Yosef is very schwer. The Gemara is going to play on Rabbi Yosef. Let us just see what Rashi says. Havidovo shebeminyan, beyezu neseres bekibbutz chachomim shenimnu vegomru lasoysin shnayomik dush achas. The beye became nesu to a minyan chachomim. Im leibo eidim lefnei aminchem. So that was the takon. If eidim not coming, amincha lamayla, so it's a kdush achas. V'cholo isin shnei yomim machmas kainosu. So the whole union of shnei yomim is because of this takonim. Shema leibo eidim lebezn kaidim amincha. So we always have this topic. Maybe the eidim didn't come before mincha. So now, even though eidim who will come after mincha will be niskabel, obotzach minyan acher sheyimnu lecho v'yatiru. Now you need a new minion that they should come and be matter the bay. Lakamon pochina later the Gemara asks, Beye mi itzere b'minion, was the episode of Yeshiva's Bezen, that the bay is also, vola leinimnu ela al kabola say this. The minion was a different minion. There's a minion one that we're not mekabel the eidim in a mincha lamayla, and if we're not mekabel eidim, so be hayoyim kodesh lamocha, kodesh that. So the minion was on kabola say this. And on this minion, there was a yeshiva's bezin of Rabbi Yochanan that said that we are mekabel eidim in a mincha lamayla. So memele, so the beya was dependent on the takona. Are you mekabel eidim in a mincha lamayla? You're not mekabel eidim in a mincha lamayla. And that lamaisa, there was a minion achala tirei. So memele, so if the Siba became botul, that means now there's a minyan of mekabeleidim, so there's no reason b'chlal why the beya should be yos, and that the Gemara is going to ask later on Rabbi Yosef. About Kaponim, Rabbi Yosef tells us a yesod, that if Chazal made a takone, and even though logically there's no reason for the takone to continue to exist, Afal Pikein, we need a miyuchadike yeshiva's bezin to be matter of the previous takon, and without a new yeshiva's bezin, the takon continues to exist. Omar Rav Yosef Mino Aminolo. So Rav Yosef will bring a few rayas. Raya number one is, Dechsiv Leich Amoylem Shuvu Lochem Lo Leichem. That the Rabbi Nishlam told Klal Yisrael, that they're after Matan Torah, Shuv Lachem Lo Leichem, they're permitted B'tashmish. Now, why do you need a heter? It's understood. If the whole Prisha was, Altikshu Alisha was because of Matan Torah, so Memele, so after Kabbalah Satorah, so there shouldn't be any reason for Prisha. So why did the Rabbi Yishlam have to say, Shuv Lachem Lo Leichem? So my Yishtachos, if an Issa was said, even though the reason of the Issel does not apply anymore. Kozman, the Rebbein Shalom did not retract the Issel. The Issel remains betokfoy. Va'oimer, and another raya he brings, Rabbi Yosef. It says, B'msheich ha-yoivul, heima yalu b'ho. So see, later on of it based, this raya is that, there's a posik says, a heter, when B'msheich ha-yoivul, Ashi Stupshotim, when they blew the Kerl Shoifel to tell us that it was Histalkus Hashchine, so that then Heima Yalu Boho. So we'll see, without this Pasuk, we'd also know that it's Mutter. The whole Isser of Yalu Behor was because of the Ashchos HaShchina Shehoyeboi. So if the Shechina was nostalgic, so their mutter, why does it have to say Heima Yalu Behor? Not the same Yisod, since there was an Isini Rebbe Feir Shehetah, even though the reason is not applicable anymore. Usnan, we learned a Mishnah. Kerem Revai Hoyoyla Lirushalayim Mahalach Yem Echad Lachotzat. That Chazal made a takone, Meiker Adin, if a person possesses Kerem Revai, that means he had a Kerem, the first 3 years is Ola, the fourth year is Revai. Now Revai has the same halachas like Maisa Sheni, and you have to either be, bring the Peiris to Yerushalayim and eat the Peiris in Yerushalayim, or you pay the Peiris and you bring the money to Yerushalayim, and you purchase food in Yerushalayim with that money, and that is Kedushas Maisa Sheni, Kedushas Rabbi. That's Meikar Adin. So Meikar Adin, there are, so by Revai, there's a loche, either you bring the Peiris, or you pay that you bring the money. But the Mishnah says that Kerem Revai, Hoya Oila Lirushalayim, they used to have to bring up the Peiris of Revai. He had to bring it up to Yerushalayim, Mahalach Yom Echad L'chol Tzad. That means all the Mekoymis that were in the radius of one day from Yerushalayim, so they were Mechuyev to bring, they were not permitted to be poiden their Peiris and bring up money, no, they were Mechuyev to bring the Peiris. Bezu hi truma, and now the Mishnah says which mekaymis are in this one day radius that they're mechuyev to bring up their payers. Eilas min adorim, akreves min atzofen, lud min amayre, v'yardim min amizrach. So all these mekaymis are in this radius when they had kerem revai. They were mechuyev to bring up the revai into Yerushalayim and not to be paid it. Va'omar ulo v'yiteyme rabba ba'bachon omar abyoichenin mata. What was the reason of this takone? K'dei la'ater shvoki Yerushalayim b'peiris. It seems this was a beautiful sight to see the streets of Yerushalayim that should be full with peiris. So this was, so Chazal made a takone, a kelt, if everyone will come with money, we don't have this crown of Yerushalayim. We don't have this beauty in Yerushalayim. So therefore, they said that Al Kaponim, people who lived further away, was more than a day's distance, you can't be machped on them that they should bring schlep their peiris. But Al Kaponim, people who were a day's distance, they were mechuyev to bring their peiris to Yerushalayim. La'ater shvok Yerushalayim bepeiris. Besanya. We learned in a baraisa kerem revai hoyoloi l'Rabbi Lezer. Rabbi Lezer possessed a kerem of revai. B'mizrach Lud, this was the east side of Lud, b'tzad kfar tovi. That means, so this was in the area that was mechuyev to be mala peiros of Yerushalayim. Now here a kerem revai, and for Rabbi Lezer was a tremendous tirche to bring up all the peiros. He can't be paid it. So he decided he can't slap it up to Yerushalayim, so it'll be mafkid laniyim, and the laniyim will bring it up to Yerushalayim. Fartik. Omru loy talmidov, so the talmidim told Rabbi Lezer, Rabbi, kvar nimnu olecha chabirecho vitiru. He said, Rabbi, you know the takone is bottled already. That means, since after the Chulbin, they were matter that those who are living in this one day radius are not mechuyev to bring up their parents. Man chaverecho, Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai. Rabban Yochanan ben Zakkai was matter that now he can be paid to the parents. But it seems, but it had to work with a cheshbon. Taima de nimnu. That means they told Rabbi Lezer. And the only way this could work, because there was a new Yeshiva's Bezen that was matter the previous takon. So we see from this Mishnah, In the Baraisa, we see that a takone, even though there was a reason for that, there was a purpose for the takone, now the purpose does not apply anymore. Afal Pikein, without a new retraction, with a new yeshiva's bezin, the takone would remain. That's why they did tell him, Nimnu alecha chaverecha vitiru. Let us see Rashi. Beno aminu lo, bechol davor hanesa beminyin, tzorich minyin achel atiroi. Vafilu ira davor, afilu something occurred, shata yochol lo hiris boyeta, now you could be matter, veloima, ein takonas minyin harishin emedish, you could say the takona of the previous minyin is not in existence anymore. Ki hocha, just like bayos, that means there's no reason why there should be a kedusha achas anymore, since mekabel edim min hamincha lamayil. Afal hochi osur ad sheitiru befeirish bekibetz chachomim. You need a befeirish ahead. And now on this, Rabbi Yosef brought three rayas. Leich emoyu lehem, lakama meporish lehechi yalafot. The rayas are over here. Boma bimshoich hayoivu, lakama meporish. Vesan yanami de tzorch min yanachel atiroi, kerem revai, sh'omra toire kodesh ilula. By kerem revai it says that it is kodesh. Begamrin in kodesh, kodesh mi maise sheini, dechsiv boi kodesh, o maise oretz mizer oretz mi priyeitz, dechsech loshen kodesh. So the Zereshova teaches us, she'tzorich lahalis apesi l'rishalayim, he has to bring up the Paris of Maiso Shani Lirush the Ravai Tirushalai, I live Doisam, Allah Sadomim Lirushalai. Vitiknu Chachomim and Chazal wa Mesakin Bimahalech Yaim Echad Lachol Tzat, that if a person is living in a radius of one day, Shaloy Yivdu is not permitted to be paid to the Paris. Ela peiris atzmon yalem v'yechem shom kede meforish lekamo kede la'afer shvoke Yerushalayim beperis. Now the Gemara brings a maise. Rabbi Elezer had a kerem of Ravai b'mizrach Lud. Haynu bein Lud l'Yerushalayim b'seich mahalach yemechot. So he was in this area that was the Mahalach Yemech, the Mrinan Lud, Besoich Mahalach Yoim, Mina Mayrev, Lud itself, that's the most extreme Mayrev Mokim. Nimso Mizrocha, so something is the Mizrach of Lud, that's Bein Lud, the Yerushalayim. And the case of Mevohim is Tuttachatoni Netarabai, that this Aloch applies not only by Kromim, it applies by all Natiyas. Just like there's a din ola by all natiyas, there's also a din revai by all natiyas. V'chatoni kerem revai, that the whole din revai only applies by krom. Lafkiroi la'aniyim, so he wanted to be mafkir la'aniyim. Shil kituhu, hey, let the aniyim go and pick the anovim of the kerem. Yalu l'irishalayim v'chlu shom. Shahoya all of Tairach Lahalay Shama Peris. It was difficult for him to bring up all the Peris in Yerushalayim. So fakel, so that'll be Mapkid Lanim. They'll have free Anovim. Good, they'll mean they'll have to, in order to derive benefit from it, they'll have to, have some Tircha to bring it into Yerushalayim, but they'll kapon him. Selainzach for them, and Mamela, so they'll have free Peris, and, but kapon him, it was too difficult for Abilas. So they told him, "Kvar nimnu alecha chaverecha v'tiruo." They don't have to. The stiche is non-existent anymore. V'tiru livdoisai. They were matter that you can be paided now. Lahalis domo. V'afal gav. So now Rashi has a problem. What do you mean? What are you going to do now? It's after the chum. V'afal gav v'lachel chum ben habi. So. There's no kedusha Yerushalayim anymore. Havikasavri kedusha rishoyne. The Ram says really say kedusha achoyne. This is kedusha of Ezra. Kedusha achoyne kitchel shaito v'kitchel osed lovi. that they hold that the Kedusha that Ezra was Mekadesh Yerushalayim, so that Kedusha remains. So Memele, so b'tzorech la'alos haperes hayadomim. That means that so it is still it is still in existence after the Churban HaBayis, it's still a Kedusha Yerushalayim. So you have the one of the two, either Yamal or the Peres or the Domim. So since they were matter, their takonis, so you can bring up the Domim now. Time of the Nimnu, holoi Nimnu loi. Frektach Rashiv Afalga de Memele Lesser Litakanto. Rashi explains the Gemara. That means, why did they need a new Minui? Automatically there's no takonis. Memele Lesser Litakanto Kamaisa. The whole purpose was La'ater Shvoki Yerushalayim, but even the Cholbe Malonu Hatra L'Tzorech Hanochim. So why did it have to be Ma'ateret L'Tzorech Hanochim? So automatically it should become Botu. Ba'filo Hochi Tzorech Minyan. Bechayre, I had a shtikel ha'ore. It's Rashi said automatically the takana should become bottle. The zichut teres Moshe from the Chayodim, he says, if a person finds himself Shabbos, he's living between goyim. He's the only yid there. After pikein, he should put on big day Shabbos. Why? Because it's Shabbos. For who is he putting on the big day Shabbos for? For the covered Shabbos, even though he's the only one and he looks like a sore thumb. Well, upon him, the Shabbos is niskaved that he puts on big day Shabbos. So lechayre, if Chazal saw that this is a beauty to Yerushalayim. This beautifies Yerushalayim. So what's that? Malonu la'atlo l'tzayach hanochim. It's not l'tzayach hanochim. It's l'tzayach Yerushalayim. There's only going this. It's going to have a kaponim where there's la'atlo Yerushalayim. And b'chlal, what does Rashi say l'tzayach hanochim? Who says that after the Chulban, there only has to be Goyim in Yerushalayim. They could end up Lamaisa with Yidin in Yerushalayim. Chulban is Chulban, but it could be Yidin. So what's L'Tzorech Hanochem? I mean, so why was it so Muchach that as soon as the became Chorev, the Zichin, no reason for the Takonim. The Shita Mekabetzer says, Nizbatol Tam Ha'iser, Shereinechav Habayis. It could be that's what Rashi means to say. Rashi means to say the whole, it means just like there's an Indian, a Menachem, not Menachem, someone Bishasha Meisei Mutalafonov, there's no Indian to be to fakir, so bishas the chulbin daf mizen the chulbin. There's no inyan to cover up on the chulbin. There's an inyan taki that if this is, and if you're beautifying Yerushalayim, it's only l'tzorech nochim. That means fakir. They're getting the ito, they're getting the beauty from it. Malonu la'atol l'tzorech hanochim, fakir. By us, we have to show fakir that Yerushalayim, the beauty of Yerushalayim was the base of Hamikdash, and now it's Chorev Hakelt is, so it's all its beauty left it already. Could be that's what Rashi means. Ma'alonu la'atro l'tzorech hanochim. So Memel Akaponim the Zichin, no reason to be Mechayim, Ayid, to bring up the Peres. V'lohochi tzorech minyin, v'lohochi tzorech minyin. So we see that, we see that even though the time becomes bottle, afal pikein, the takona remains without a new minion. Let us see Taisvis and Bafayamadala. Kol dovo shebe minion, tzach minion achel atire. יש שהיו רצים לימה מכאן, דאויסן חרומי שאויסן לזמן, דזן מיר אחרים, לזמן עד פסח, או יד זמן אחר, דכי יגיע הזמן, צורך מיני להתר אחרים. סיב צו, נו, די תחילס התקונת, התחילס אחרים, was a mugbol, there was mugbol to a certain זמן, aber al koponim, but now you need, so just like there was a yeshivas bezn to make the cheirim, in order to be mater the cheirim, you also need, a new yeshivas bezn. Avu bishava azman. Toho arai hocha da kadish bochu osa lem tashmish bishvil matan teich. We learn out from, we needed a heter of shuvu lachem lo leichem. And without that, it would be also. Now, the Kaddish Baruch Hu Aslam Tashmish Vil Matan Teure. Umemele Yedinen, the La'ache Shloisha Yonim, so it's a din prisha of 3 days for Matan Teure. Umemele Yedinen, La'ache Shloisha Yonim, the Nidde Teure, the Matorim, so it's a prisha for Matan Teure. Vafal Pikein Hitelem, but you needed a heter. So that means even though there's a prisha of 3 days for Matan Teure, but Al Kaponim, the Issa would remain without a new Heta. So the same thing. So even though there was a Zman on the Cheirem, but it remains without a new Heta. V'loihi. So Taisi says, no, the Hocha ain't kan shum Zman. And the Etzem Issa, there wasn't a Zman. The Kro, the Hayu, the Choynim, the Shloish Shomim, Azmino Atzmachem, the Dova, Shi, the Shloish Shomim, the Shloish Shomim. The pasuk is prepare yourself lishloishes yomim. Lishloishes yomim means lidavar sheyir, prepare yourself for what will come about in 3 days. Then later it says, lidavar sheyishes yomim. Deim tzit heyu nechaynim shloishes yomim beloy lamed shel lishloishes yomim. If we just say prepare yourself 3 days, so good, so that's it. So I see my chir shaper. The chir that says later tashmish, says nam later acherim. That means that the Torah gave us man, and you still need a heter. So you see that al kaponim that even by his man you need a heter. Oy midalay ksivach, but it doesn't say like that. It says lish loishishomim. Shema mino gabi tashmish says later mishum dersiv al tigshu el isha. The mashma ilomis ki echidosalam koyda matan teire shloisha shomim. That means that there was an, you have to prepare yourself for matan teire 3 days before. Then it says al tikshu al alisha. So the iser is so that is the preparation for matan teire, and could be it exists after matan teire also. That means it doesn't say in the posik that the preparation starts 3 days before, but it doesn't say how long this niyuk has to remain. Avol charomish shemisimim lizman, but the cheirem that you, the trilas acheirem, there was a zman till how long it has to last. Mechiyav azman meilav vein tzarich heter, and that you don't need a heter. Ubikshu Rabbi Elezer laavkiroi lani. Rabbi Elezer wanted to be mafkiret lani. Ve'im toima. So Taisvus asks, Ika sova kedusha rishayno kitsha l'shaita v'lai kitsha losiv lova. If he holds that kedusha rishayno, kedusha chayno, as Maram says, is like kitsha losiv lova, im kein mahi vichu aniyim bazeh. So what did aniyim gain? Hohoyu tzrichim livdoisai, they can't bring it to Yerushalayim, because in Yerushalayim they also can't eat it. So the only way they could eat it is by being paid it on money. Then they'll have problems with the money, so the money they'll throw away. But al koponim, so they didn't gain anything. Shleit lehoyu chaymi Yerushalayim, by lehoyu yachaym lo'ochle bishimokim, rak livdoisai kaidam achilet. So, I don't know, it's very interesting. Taisa starts off, Kedusha, Rishayni, Kitchusel, Kitchulos, and Lovit, and Taisa comes in, there wasn't a Chaim in Yerushalayim. Al Kaponim was basically. But Kavanah, the Taisa seems to be asking that if there's no Kedusha, so Memele, so they will not be able to eat the Peiris in Shalayim. The only way they can eat the Peiris is being paid in Al Domim, so they can't use the Domim side by side, because you don't have a Shalayim to eat it in. So Memele, so what did the Neem get from this whole Cheshbet? Yes, loyim ala pirish Rashi nicha, but according to Rashi is very good. The pirish Rashi says kedusha rishoyne ali b'di rabbeleza kitcha lo se lovi. Now kedusha rishalayim remains im ken yechayla maniim lovi pirish rishalayim. So they did gain from the hefker. Allah lam sham b'loy p'diya. Inami, Taisa wants to say, afilu sphira loy. Loy kitcha lo se lovi, afilu we will say that Rabbi Leza holds loy kitcha lo se lovi. So what did they gain? Mikom akamayim avichem aniyim, da hegdish av amone shechila yoshav apruta mechulom. Afilu lechat chila bizman azakadisa be'erchem. They did gain, even though they have to be mechal all the peiris. They don't have to be mechal all the peiris al shavyam. They can be mechal all the peiris an ashav apruta. Shavamona or Shavaputa said they did gain. Good, the Shavaputa, they have nothing to do with the Shavaputa. That they'll have to get rid of. But Al Kaponim, they could eat the Peirish Shavamona, Shechiluloy or Shavaputa. Zok the Gemara weiter. Now the Gemara is going to explain the rayas that Rabbi Yosef had brought by Srichen Minyan Achelatiri. Maiva Oimer. So what are the rayas that he brought? One ray and the second ray. Hochikom. Mechdeitzi, Rabbi Yosef Erakash, it says in the Pasuk, Heyu Nechoinim, yeah, Vachi Kama, Mechdeitzi Vein Nechoinim Lashleish Hashem Atik Shalisha, Leicham Oilam Shuv Lecham Lo Leicham Lo Molim. So why was it necessary to be Matar Tashmish? Mami no, Kol Dovo Shebe Minyan, Tzorch Minyan Achel Atirei. Vechi Teimo Le Mitzvahs Oino Hudosa, so then the Gemara wants to shlug up the Raya. Could be, it's not coming to be Matar Tashmish, it's coming for Mitzvahs Oima. Let us see Rashi. Mai v'oima, Kloima, Keitzad onu lemeidim in ha-mikro ha-rishoin, what's the limit from the first posik? V'lomo nemru shnayim, why do you have to bring two psukim? There's a limit, so one is enough. Hochi kama, kach lomad min ha-rishin, mechdei ksiv eyu nechoinim l'shloi sheshomim, Al tikshu al isha. Umemele ishtaru betash mislacha shloishes yomim. Shekiblu asatayre. That was the purpose of the prisha. Lama leila meheda ulamitin le reshus loshev lo aleim dainu tashu. So why was it necessary to be matam? Shma mino. Hoyil vikutsha barichel osa. Since Rabbi Nishlom asa, boile mishraya ugufa behegya. So he has to be matam. V'hu adin l'chol dova shebiminyin. The pesha osa, you need the pesha hita, you have to be matrit. It doesn't become mutter automatically. V'chitayim ha'kloyma. V'krod m'shoich ha'yoi v'ur d'yal l'ftanim inay. Now he brings a new posik. L'ochi hoda bev yolof mehosan, l'ochi kom aloch. The reason he's bringing a new posik, it's not coming to be matter tashmish, do memeila mishteri. That's memeila, if the reason was als achon of a kabbalah satire, so it's muta, ela le tzavoyson, loshu b'mitzvahs ha-melech al kolchon, sheloi ligroya oinas nishesei. He says, the Pasuk is not giving us a heter, the Pasuk is giving us a tzivui. Sheloi legroyas oines nishesein. I thought perhaps we could, it's a very interesting lotion in Rashi of Sal Kolchon. Loshu v'mitzvahs ha-melech al Kolchon sheloi legroya oines nishesein. I once saw a taich in the posik, it says by the kruvim, v'hoyu akruvim persech nefeyim l'maylo, and then it says v'pneyim ish el ochiv. So, the posik is telling us that there were two characteristics that one was able to see in the kruvim. Mitzad Echad was Pirsik Nofeim Lamaila. Pirsik Nofeim Lamaila showed a gewaldike desire and goal for Aliyah. Pirsik, they're always going higher and higher. They're not zufrieden with their matzev. Pirsik Nofeim Lamaila. But Afal Pikein, their bikush for Aliyah did not take away their concern and their shibudim to someone else. That means their gewaldike sheifa and aliyah ben odom lamokim did not take away their shibudim and their interest in ben odom lachaveiroi. So that's the two characteristics of the kruvim. Mitzad echad it's pesik nafeim lamaylo, abafal piken it's pneim ishal ochim. They don't ignore their shifa is not mevatel their sensitivity to the tzrochim of someone else. Upneim ishal ochim. The Gemara says in Avodah Zarah, Amirlik Gemara in Dafeim Adalev. The Gemara says that after Matan Torah, before the Chet Ha'Egel, Klal Yisrael was a b'china of malochim. Gemara says, "Ani amarti lekimatem ibnei elyim kulchem," and they were unable to have children. They were a b'china of malochim. Gemara says, "Amuyim dekiloshin." Reish Lakish says that we have to be marzik toive that they made the eagle, or else we would never have been born because they were a b'china of malochim. Then they became a b'nei adam later, but then they were a b'china of malochim. So Memela Abchina of Malochim, that means after the Maimed HaKadosh and they were Gewaldik Niskadish, so Memela they felt that Mestomed the Shibud of Oyna already that's not Mutal Aleim. So I mean their Oisik in Muskolis in the Shifa was Persich Nefem Lamailo. So the Rebbein Shom told them no. That Shuvu Lachem Lo Aleichem, so the Persich tells that that's a medical Loshna Rashi. Letzavoyisam loshub diskufis mitzvah samelach al kolcham shaloi ligraya oynis nishayseim that there's a shibud and therefore the shifel aliyah is shenat in any way be megareya ben adam lachaveir. Toshma, so that's what we bring another pasuk. So could be this pasuk is not coming to tell us a heter, this pasuk is coming to tell us a tzivui. Echiv, Toshma, v'mishoich ha-yoivol heime yalu v'ho, michdei ksiv gamatzein v'abok al yiru al mul ha-hor ha-hu, v'mishoich ha-yoivol lomali, shma minodo, v'oshe b'minyin, tzoch minyin achel ha-tiroik. So let us see Rashi and Tosfos. Rashi, Toshma, v'hoche v'mishoich ha-yoivol, Sheyim Shoich Behistalik Shchina Mino. So Rashi learns, Rashi is two pshatim at the title of Meshoich. If Yimshech means it'll be a Tkiya Meshuche, a long Tkiya. V'yari Chatekeya Eskoiloi Kemine Chatekeya Bachoine. So B'Meshoich HaYoivol, that means when you'll hear a tkiya gdeilo, you'll hear a long tkiya, that'll be a simin of siluk shchine. Loshen ache b'msheich ha-yevul, sheyim sheich ha-teikeyim ul-etkoye, will hold himself back from blowing. When the keilis will stop, that'll be a simin that is istalkas ha-shchine mino. Ochi mefoshal b'mechilte, b'msheich ha-yevul, b'psoik ha-yevul. When the yevul stops blowing, then you'll know that there was a siluk ha-shchine. So then it says, so after the Siluk HaShchina, Heimo Yalo Boho, then there's a heter to go on Har Sinai. So the Gemara asks, why is this necessary? Mechdei ksiv v'luchas achoynitz, v'ish lo yale imoch. Then it says later, Misefer dekho yalov, el mul ahor ahu. Chazal darshan, what's el ahor ahu? Calls man shehu bahavoyas kedushasay. Ahorahu means calls man the har is in the matzav of avaya of kedusha b'soyche shashchina olov also. Avol nistalek shchine muta. So from Ahorahu, we see that that the Iser Ali is out because of the Kedusha Saho. Avon Nistalik Shrine, but from this we can derive, if the Shrine is Nistalik, Mutter. Avon Nistalik Shrine Mutter Sheminim Emelis, we can figure this out. Is Lomo Leilat Kuri Shoyuse Behedye Beluchas Orishoynes Vululbeima Nistalik Shrine Emayala. So, if the Pasuk gives the reason, why is it also to go up on the Hor? Because Ahorahu, that the Hor is Namatsev of Ashros Ashchina, that's why it is awesome. So I can figure out by myself that if the Sibi becomes bottle, so Memele, so it's Mutter to go up. So I need a Beferi Shet of Hemi Alabo. So now a person is going to ask a Poshe Takashe. That means the asking a Kashe why the Rabbi Shlomo made a right a Posek by the Luchas HaRishoynes, because the reason says by the Luchas HaRishoynes. But this Posek was needed to know by the Luchas HaRishoynes before the other Posek was written. So that means, now that you have the Pasuk, by the Luchas HaChoynes, Ahorahu, so I hear the reason of Aliyah Bahor is because of the Shechina. So now I can figure out if it's Nistalka or Shechina, so my mail is Mutter. But we needed this Heter before we had the Luchas HaChoynes. So the Pasuk had to tell us, Hey, Mayala Bahor. So what's the Gemara's Kasha? So Rashi says, no, but this Pasuk that we have was not Negei until the second year. The Rasha says Va'ad means Oi. It means Rashi didn't know Klo when it was Nistalik Shchina from the Hor, from Rosh Chodesh Nissen or Esrim Be'ir. But Al Kolponim, so this heter of Heima Yala Behor was Negeya after Luchas HaChoynes. Before Luchas HaChoynes, I mean, until Rosh Chodesh Nissen, there was Ashros HaShchina on Har Sinai. So it's only Negeya after, so it's only Negeya for the second year, for Rosh Chodesh Nissen. So for then already I have the Pasuk by the Luchas HaChoynes, Ahorahu, that the Sibes HaIsar is because of the Kedusha that Shaira Behor. So I can figure out by myself that if the Kedush is nostalgic, so Memele, so it's permitted to go on the Ho. So why did the Pasuk have to be matted behedye? Meseches Tainis Nami Mahukro Yalfina, the Molan's after this Pasuk Ahu, the Sign Rabbi Yisraima, not the Mokim is Mechabed a person, Alohu Mechabed Mekoimai. She calls the man Sheshchina Oisa Boho Omrotoyre Gamatseva Boka Al Yiru. So that's Hahor Hahu calls man that Sheshchina was Bo. Nistalka Sheshchina Motoyre Bim Sheikha Yeva Hemi Yaru Boho. So we made this in the Gemara and Tainis that's the Limatak of the Hahu is telling us the Sibbe. And then the Mabins and the Pasuk says, and afterwards Nistalka the Sheshchina, we have a new Pasuk case that tells us it's Mutter. Is lama le lichte behed yo heima yalo, le ishtere me meile me diuke da hora hu, shma mi no tzach min ye nache la tiroim. Let us see Taisus. Michdei ksiv gam atzoin va bok al yiru, peirish. Michdei ksiv al mu la hora hu. That's the right, from the Sefer the Krah. The mashme calls man shuba vyosoi bekdushich. Sheshchina shruya olav davka osel, davka den etzos, av nistalke shchina. Muta, vim kemi shechayev olam oli. Vim taime av almul ahor ahu beluches achoynes ksif. This pasuk was written by the luches achoynes. Vim mishay chayev ol nema kaidu mchem beluches arishaynes. Viloi vim mishay chayev ol eshaminin shir yusa beluches arishaynes. Uperish bekuntre, is that no? Shalai nistal kishchini menem yoyim atin toir ad yoyim shukana mishkan. Or bad besrim biyir b'shon ha-shenis. Shenalahon. So this Sivu of Hemayalabah is only Negay the second year. So we have already the reason why there's an Isser Ali. The Mashma Minei Shir Yusuf, Kedefrishes, Kar Shitas Akuntos. V'doicheku, Tabe Mishoich HaYoivu Mashma, Shegam Boi Bayoim, Tumatn Teure, Hutru Lalois, Kshiyim Shech HaYoivu. Shleihoye Koilis Lak Peruchas HaRishaynish Besiva. This was the only time that there was Koilis. There wasn't, let me boy according to the second shot of Rashi, Mishaykh Ayodu means Sheyivsaku Akailas. So there was Kailas the whole time till Rishchedish Nisan. And then Afilu does, Mishaykh Akaponim, and Afilu Mishaykh Ayodu means that there was an Arichas Akail, Akail Meshuch Akaponim, that was after then, by Matan Teirah, there wasn't Kailas later. Because there was no kailos there. The way Rashi says over the Pasuk, that the Pasuk is telling us that a hor ahu, that the hor is also calls man des ashros ashrinebo. So the Pasuk is telling us, this man ha-Iser, the Iser is a hor ha-hu, calls man, it's Bav Yosei, that is a Shros HaShchine. So if the Pasuk is telling us as man, kivin de mahu mash meheta behedye ke de frishes, im kein ein zoch min yenachal atiri, midav achromis lachar as man ke de frishes leo. This is not stamozei. Fakir, the Pasuk is telling us that as man of Issa, that as man of this Ali is called man of Zahorahu. So Memela, so after the Siluk HaShchina, it's not no more Ahorahu. So you don't need a Minyanach HaLatira. L'chein nire li ochi perushe. Toshma, b'mishoich hayoivu lomolim. Oloi b'lav ochi yesh lahatul misvore. Doloi osolem la'alois ele mishim shchina. That's mistama the svare. Came a mele mishtarien, kshenistalka hashchine. So, fakert, we're finished, and that means the svare is that was the reason, for the Isser Aliyah. That's the reason. So mistama is, so why do you need a bezunder hetem yalabo? For so finished. So we're working with our svare. So what's this whole Michdei Ksiv Gamatseva Boko Yira Mula Horu? So why is this Pasuk brought down? Zeu Shaloi Toimar, the Mimishaych HaYoivul, Osi Lemishrik Sheyivsuku Akailis. Afal Pi Shaloi Nistal Kashina Dai. I'll tell you what Teretz. He's asking, why do you need a Pasuk? So I'll tell you, the Pasuk is telling us, that sheyivsuku akoilus afal pishlein yistal kashchina. I mean that misvar I know, but there's no ashros hashchina. There's no ashros hashchina. So memele, so it's muta to lalis b'ho. So I need a pasuk. The pasuk is telling us that there was ashros hashchina. Sheyivsuku akoilus afal pishlein yistal kashchina dayin. Vayet eger laavishimine memele misvar. Fakel. So the pasuk is telling us that. So many don't even write all the Yevshalim. The Mechdeik Siv, Gamatzein Vabokal Al Yuru Beluches Achoynis, Afa Pishle Hoyishem Koilus. Over there was an Isel, even though there wasn't any Koilus Beluches Achoynis. So Memele, so we see that there was an Isel, even though without Koilus. Mistome, so there's an Isel without Koilus, Mistama hu adinami bedibris reshoinis, shenesru koz man sheshchina ba'afatil kshiyipsiku akoilis, kamei ba'achoinis. Im kain, vim sheikh hayoivol, loibo lahater, elo kshiyipsiku akoilis, elo kshinistal kashchina. That means the Gemara is just bringing a raya. That's not mistavel to say that the Issa was because of the koilis. Because we see there was an Isser
by the, there was an Issa by the Luchas Achaynis also, and there weren't any Kailas. So Al Kolchach, the Issa, so what is the Issa over there? So the Issa over there is because of the Shechina, the Shechos HaShechina that was existing. So it's not mistaken to say the way you said that the pasuk is coming to tell us as long as it's Anko Akailos, even though they're Shechina, it's still Mutter. That's what the pasuk is telling us. It's not mistaken. So Al Kol Choch B'Mishaych HaYevul is coming to tell us that when it's Anko Shechina, so that we don't need the pasuk very by a Teir Shemina Memeilem Isvorem. So let's just finish the last raya. So then Rabbi Yosef said, maybe a person will say, that's Tavke by a tzivui de raise. So there is a din that you need tzorch min nachal atirim. Avo bad rabon aloi, toshma, kerem rabai, va kerem rabai de rabonon, ve komri lei, כבר נמנו עולך חבירך ויתירו. וחיתי מבי ינמי אימנה לרבי יחן בן זקי ושריו. So Rabbi Yosef said so. So what's the problem? Rabbi Yechon Zaki was also matter the bay. She says, anechte kitok. Ki אימנו ה-Eidis. Rabbi Yechon בן זקי was only נמנה on the Kabbalah's Eidis. הבי אלוי אימנו. But there was no minion to be matter the bay. Let us see Rashi. Ani mili b'darai sabisa shiotzen pi agvure utzrachno lishma yehetel mipid. Ava minyin da rabbonu lebini shal yuse behedye. Elo michlolo. That means if I can figure out that is a heter, that's also sufficient. Ashma kerem revai. Da od utzrach lahalo is peiris atzmon b'mhaloch yoyim da rabbonu nu. Bekoboy minyin. Ba'af al gav de ikele mishraye michlal. Si sifle bay da rabbonu. Vri teime bayin. Bami hashtahod Rabbi Yosef lasuke milsa the Omar. Af mitakanas Rabbi Yechon ben Zakei veilach beyasure because there was no minion on the beya. There was only a minion on the edus. So that the Gemara shlugs up Rabbi Yosef. Amalei abaya oto beya b'minion niavoy. Was there ever a minion to answer the beya? Beya be'edis talya. There was no special minion. The beya was automatically also because it was at the kone mekabel and the seidis minchol amayel the medik du shachas. Be'edis talya milsa. Itzer edis, itzer beya. Ishtari edis, ishtari beya. So therefore you don't need a new minion. Let us see Rashi. Beya be'minion mihavoy klum uska be'minion arishin lo'isra. So that's why we slug up Rabbi Yosef.